It's time now for your letters, and first, a correction. On Monday, we told you about the first day of school in New Orleans, where most of the schools are now charter schools. In our story, we said that even though test scores are up, 80% of schools still received D or F grades from the state of Louisiana. Well, that percentage is incorrect. Only about 20% of the charter schools in New Orleans have D's or F's. More than half of the schools have grades of A, B, or C. The rest were not graded. We're sorry about the error. And let's move on now to your letters.
Last week, NPR's Noah Adams went for a walk with 11-year-old Jackson Kuhlman.
We're going to do my paper out today. It's sometimes 36 to 38 papers, and it pretty much goes in a figure eight.
In Carroll, Iowa, the newspaper is still delivered by a neighborhood boy or girl.
The story prompted Jean Kester of Northampton, Massachusetts to write in. She grew up in Carroll, but opted for a babysitting gig as a kid. Her children, however, had their own afternoon paper routes. Ms. Kester goes on to write, "The lessons about the power of owning your own work and money, and whether to spend or save, were foundational for my kids, and they were sorry to see their roots go away. While listening to Jackson talk to Noah Adams, I was so flooded with fond memories of Carroll and paper routes that I missed my exit by four stops, but was smiling all the way home."
Our story also transported Stephen Matsky of San Diego back in time. He writes, "It brought back memories of the smell of newspaper, the canvas sack, the dread of collecting, riding my bicycle through snow, and the large headline of John Lennon's death. It was good to remember this fast disappearing piece of Americana."
Finally, earlier this week, we heard about the dual role of IT workers, half technologist, half psychologist. These days, many IT firms are emphasizing empathy as much as expertise when it comes to hiring. Well, Seldon Deemer of Atlanta says he realized that about 20 years into his IT career. He writes this, "Many people are deeply uneasy with computer technology, and what they really need, in addition to a solution, is reassurance that, well, we thought we'd just let Mr. Deemer say it for himself.
It's okay. Everything will work out."
Well, thanks for the words and the letters, and please do keep writing them. Go to npr.org and click on Contact at the bottom of the page. Be sure to wear your glasses because it may be hard to spot at first, but don't worry, it's okay. Everything will work out.